Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and today we're Zichud Menachos Daf Kuf Test, the 13th Parak, Hari Allah Isaron. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that one who vows to bring a carbon must bring it in the base of Migdash, and if he offered it in base Chonyo, the temple of Chonyo in Alexandria, he's not Yotze. However, if he said, Hari Alayo Ola Shakriveno Beis Chonyo, it's upon me to bring an Ola to offer it in the temple of Chonyo, he still must offer it in the base of Migdash, but if he offered it in base Chonyo, he is Yotze. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Zo Ola, this animal is not an Ola at all because the vow was illegitimate. The Gemara asks about the second case, HaMikdal Katla, he has merely killed the animal, meaning sacrificing it in Beis Chonyo is not a vowed offering at all. Rav Hamnuna explains that his condition to sacrifice it in Beis Chonyo is tantamount to vowing on condition I'm not responsible for replacing it if it dies, since he's declared his intent to kill it. Rav explains differently, Adam Zel Adornis Kavan, this man only intended to bring a gift, not an actual carbon, saying, if it suffices to bring in a base chonyo, I'll bother to do so, but not more than that. Point number two, a pasuk permanently disqualifies any kohen who served idols from ever performing a vote in the base of Migdash. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argue about four different forms of idolatry. Number one, shagag bezrika. If a kohen acted mistakenly regarding throwing blood for a vodazor, Rav Nachman says, karbono reich nichoich, his subsequent carbon is a pleasing aroma, meaning it's accepted after he repents. But Rav Sheshes says he's permanently disqualified. He holds a pasuk's expression, lemikshol avon, a stumbling and iniquity, refers to two types of sin, mazid and shogeg. Number two, hazid b'shchita. If he acted intentionally regarding shchita for idolatry, Rav Nachman says his subsequent karbonos are accepted because the phrase asher yasharso, because they served idols, implies that only sherus, service for idolatry, disqualifies gohanim, and shchita is not sherus. Rav Sheshes says the kohen is disqualified because nasim b'sharis le'avodas kochavim, he became an attendant of idolatry but would not for shachtim b'shogeg. Number three, if he bowed to an idol, or number four, hoda, accepted an idol upon himself. Rav Nachman says his avoda is valid after repenting, but Rav Sheshes says he's disqualified. And point number three, Tanaim debate at Beis Chonyo was a pagan temple. Shimon HaTzadik instructed at his passing that his younger son Chonyo should serve as kohen gadol after him. According to Rabbi Meir, his older brother Shimi was jealous and tricked him into wearing feminine clothing to his inauguration, telling the kohanim that Chonyo had vowed to his wife to wear this clothing to his inauguration. The kohanim sought to kill Chonyo for the disgrace, and he fled to Alexandria and built an idolatrous altar there. The sages said if Shimi, who had not even obtained prominence, still plotted his brother's death out of jealousy, a yord la'achas kama v'kama, one who actually obtains prominence, all the more so will act destructively if removed. Rabbi Yehuda relates the story differently. Chonyo declined the position, leaving it for his older brother Shimi. However, he changed his mind and plotted to have Shimi killed by having him dress in feminine clothing to his inauguration, which is the reverse of the previous version. However, Shimi revealed Chonyo's plot and the Kohanim sought to kill Chonyo, whereupon he fled to Alexandria and established a temple there, sacrificing Hashem Shemaim. The sages said if Chonyo, Shebarach Mimena, who originally fled from prominence, eventually came to this tragic end, HaMavakash Leired La Alchus Kama V'Kama, then one who seeks to obtain prominence, all the more so. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next mission states, the one who vows to bring a carbon must bring it in the base of Migdash, and if he offered it in base Chonyo, the temple of Chonyo in Alexandria, he's not Yotze. However, if he said, Hari Alayo Ola Shakriveno Beis Chonyo, it's upon me to bring an Ola to offer it in the temple of Chonyo, he still must offer it in the base of Migdash, but if he offered it in base Chonyo, he is Yotze. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Zo Ola, this animal is not an Ola at all because the vow was illegitimate. The Gemara asks about the second case, HaMikdal Katla. He has merely killed the animal, meaning sacrificing it in Beis Chonyo is not a vowed offering at all. Rav Hamnuna explains that his condition to sacrifice it in Beis Chonyo is tantamount to vowing on condition I'm not responsible for replacing it if it dies, since he's declared his intent to kill it. Rav explains differently, Adam Zel Adornis Kavan. This man only intended to bring a gift, not an actual carbon, saying, if it suffices to bring in a base chonyo, I'll bother to do so, but not more than that. Point number two, a pasuk permanently disqualifies any kohen who served idols from ever performing a vote in the base of Migdash. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argue about four different forms of idolatry. Number one, shagag bezrika. If a kohen acted mistakenly regarding throwing blood for a vodazor, Rav Nachman says, karbono reich nichoich, his subsequent carbon is a pleasing aroma, meaning it's accepted after he repents. But Rav Sheshes says he's permanently disqualified. He holds a pasuk's expression, lemikshol avon, a stumbling and iniquity, refers to two types of sin, mazid and shogeg. Number two, hezid b'shchita. If he acted intentionally regarding shchita for idolatry, Rav Nachman says his subsequent karbonos are accepted because the phrase asher yisharso, because they served idols, implies that only sherus, service for idolatry, disqualifies kohanim, and shchita is not sherus. Rav Sheshet says the kohen is disqualified because nasim b'sharis le'avodas kochavim, he became an attendant of idolatry, but would not for shachtim b'shogeg. Number three, if he bowed to an idol, or number four, hoda, accepted an idol upon himself. Rav Nachman says his avoda is valid after repenting, but Rav Shesha says he's disqualified. And point number three, Tanaim debate at Beis Chonyo was a pagan temple. Shimon HaTzadik instructed at his passing that his younger son Chonyo should serve as Kohen Gadol after him. According to Rabbi Meir, his older brother Shimi was jealous and tricked him into wearing feminine clothing to his inauguration, telling the Kohanim that Chonyo had vowed to his wife to wear this clothing to his inauguration. The Kohanim sought to kill Chonyo for the disgrace, and he fled to Alexandria and built an idolatrous altar there. The sages said if Shimi, who had not even obtained prominence, still plotted his brother's death out of jealousy, a yord la'achas kama v'kama, one who actually obtains prominence, all the more so will act destructively if removed. Rav Yehuda relates the story differently. Chonyo declined the position, leaving it for his older brother Shimi. However, he changed his mind and plotted to have Shimi killed by having him dress in feminine clothing to his inauguration, which is the reverse of the previous version. However, Shimi revealed Chonyo's plot and the Kohanim sought to kill Chonyo, whereupon he fled to Alexandria and established a temple there, sacrificing Lashem Shemayim. The sages said if Chonyo, Shebarach Mimena, who originally fled from prominence, eventually came to this tragic end, HaMavakash Leirad La, Alchus Kama Vakama, then one who seeks to obtain prominence, all the more so. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Tes, and this siman was suggested to us by Yaakov Leder from Nof Ayalon, by Jacob Selesny from Herzliya, and by Aaron Warso from Queens. They all suggested that Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. Hatzalah kit, so here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shachting an ola in Beis Chonyo told the kohen he found there doing Zrika B'shogeg that he could no longer serve in the Beis Hamikdash, and was mesmerized by the mural depicting the story of how Beis Chonyo got started. Once again, slow motion. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit. Hatzalah member, kit? That must be on Daf Kuf Tes. Hatzalah kit. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shachting an ola in Beis Chonyo, which reminds us, the next mission states that one who vows to bring a carbon must bring it in the Beis Hamikdash, and if he offered it in Beis Chonyo, the temple of Chonyo in Alexandria, he's not Yotzi. However, if he said, Hari Alai Ola Shakri Venuba Beis Chonyo, it's upon me to bring an ola to offer it in the temple of Chonyo, he still must offer it in the Beis Hamikdash, but if he offered in Beis Chonyo, he is Yotzi. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Zo Ola. This animal is not an ola at all, because the vow was illegitimate. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shachting an ola in Beis Chonyo told a kohen he found there doing Zrika B'shogeg that he can no longer serve in the Beis Hamikdash, which reminds us, a pasuk permanently disqualifies any kohen who served idols from ever performing a vote in the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argued about four different forms of idolatry, the first one being Shagag B'Zrika. If a kohen acted mistakenly regarding throwing blood for Avodah Zorah, Rav Nachman says carbon no Reach Nechoach, his subsequent carbon is a pleasing aroma, meaning it's accepted after he repents. But Rav Shesha says he's permanently disqualified. He holds the pasuk's expression, l'mikshel avon, a stumbling, an iniquity, refers to two types of sin, mezid and shogeg. So, the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shachting an ola in Beis Chonyo told a kohen he found there doing Zrika B'shogeg that he could no longer serve in the Beis Hamikdash, and was mesmerized by the mural depicting the story of how Beis Chonyo got started, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if Beis Chonyo was considered a pagan temple, and brings a story of its origins between Chonyo and his brother Shimi, and the danger of prominence. So once again, the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shachting an ola in Beis Chonyo told the kohen he found there doing Zrika B'shogeg that he could no longer serve in the Beis Hamikdash, and was mesmerized by the mural depicting the story of how Beis Chonyo got started. All right, so now it's time for a four blabat chazara. Daf Kuf He. So the Siman Daf Kuf He is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker. Hacker. That must be one Daf Kuf He. The hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha souls card when someone entered an unspecified mincha. Which reminds us, according to Yehuda, when someone says an unspecified mincha, it's a mincha solas, which is miyuchedas. He considers it unique because leisle shem levaya, it does not have a modifying name, meaning the pasuk simply calls it a mincha in contrast to other menachos. So the hacker who is programming the computer to print the Mincha Souls card When someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rikikin, which reminds us, the first mission of the 13th parak taught that if one specified one of the five types of menachos, but couldn't remember which, he must bring all five types. Rabbi Yirmi says this does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who vows to bring a mincha's ma'afatanur, an oven-baked mincha, may bring some as chalos and some as rikikin. He doesn't consider them two different menachos, but variations of one mincha. So according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he holds all menachos are brought as 10 loaves rather than 12, there are 11 possible combinations of rikikin and chalos, all rikikin, non-rikikin, one chalos, eight rikikin and two chalos, and so on. Adding the other three types of menachos, he should bring a total of 14 menachos, not five. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Shimon, only five menachos are necessary because he holds Maisu Masni. One may bring an offering and stipulate to offer it in a way that fulfills his obligation. So the hacker who is programming the computer to print a mincha souls card, when someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring, when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rikikin, and even won the bonus for explaining how to do kamitza on them. Which reminds us, Abai had explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, one can bring 10 rikikin and 10 chalos and stipulate to accommodate all 11 possible combinations using the remaining 10 as another nedava. The Gemara explains how the Kohen performs kamitza on such menachos. Daf Kuv Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuv Vav is a tightrope walker walking a fine line, Kuv. So here goes. The tightrope walker, that must more in Daf Kuv Vav, walking a fine line, Kuv. The tightrope walker in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because you couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, which reminds us, our Bryce elaborates on the Machlokas taught in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. If one specified to bring a particular number of Yisronim, but cannot recall the amount and establish that it should be brought in a single Kli, the Chachamim say he brings a single Mincha consisting of 60 Yisronim, thus covering every possibility. Rebbe says he must bring all possible menachos from one Yisron to 60, totaling 1,830 Yisronim. Rav Chisda offers the first of four explanations of their Machlokas, but Mutu Hachnis Chun Azara Kamufuge. They're arguing if it's permitted to bring Chulin into the Azara. So the tightrope walk in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walk on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedav, which reminds us, Gemara brings a second explanation for the Machlokas. They argue whether it's mutter la'arav chove b'nedava, whether it's mutter to mix a minchas neder with a minchas nedava. So the tightrope walk in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walk on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedava, because he was distracted by the next performer on the platform who forgot how much gold he pledged and, pointing to a big pile of coins, shouted, "I did not intend this much." Which reminds us, the Mishnah details how much one must bring if he pledges to give gold, silver, or copper, if he pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much, until he can say, "I didn't intend this much." Daf Kuv Zayin. So the Siman Daf Kuv Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The man in the couscous restaurant. Couscous? That must be on Daf Kuv Zayin. The man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his Nesachim salad with a three-lug bottle of wine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who pledges to bring an offering of wine must bring at least three lugim, which is the smallest amount of Nesachim accompanying a carbon. If one pledges an offering of oil, the Tanakhama says he must bring at least one lug, but Rebbe requires three lugim. The Rabban hold Dun Minah U'Minah, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Since the principle of donating a Shemen offering is derived from menachos, we also derive that just as a mincha requires a single log, a Shemen offering also requires one log. Rebbe holds Dun Minah V'Oki Basra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his Nesachim salad with a three-lugim bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his Ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one specified to bring an Ola from Bakar, but did not recall which type, he must bring both possibilities, a par v'egel, a bull, and male calf. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his Nesachim salad with a three-lugim bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his Ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, that he didn't leave any tip in any of the six boxes for Nadavos, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Shishal and Nadava. There are 6 collection boxes in the base of Migdash for donated offerings. Numerous explanations are given why there are 6 boxes. Chizkiah says they were there for the 6 Bate Avos, paternal houses of Kohanim divided by the days of the week, which the sages instituted, Sheyesham Zeim Zeh, so there would be peace between one and the other. Since the skins of a Karbanos brought from those boxes were given to the Kohanim on that day's base of, one base of may receive more skins than another, leading to disputes. Therefore, separate boxes were made for each base of. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on Kach. So here goes. The mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, which reminds us, Gemara discusses what is done with Moser Asiris Eifosh Kohen Gadol, meaning the money that was designated for the Chavitim, but the far decrease in price, leaving excess funds. So, the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a Balmum and used it to buy 2, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one said, this cow is an Ola and it developed a Mum, then Imratza Yavi Badam of Shnaim, if he wants, he may bring 2 with its redemption money. So the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a Balmum and used it to buy 2, were told that it's time to behave and they should donate one of their animals to Hekdesh, which would mean their largest one, because by Nyafe, Makdish, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, one of my lambs shall be Hekdesh as a carbon, then if he had 2 animals, the larger one is Hekdesh. As the Gemara explains, Makdish by Nyafe Makdish, one who is Makdish does so generously, and we assume he intended to be Makdish, the better carbon. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that if one pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much, he must bring enough of it until he can say, I did not intend this much? That's on Duff. Kufbav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that a poor person who brings a minka is considered as if he brought his nefesh? That's on Duff. Kufdalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do Malchokas, if an unknown number of Isronos may be brought together or as 60 Menachos? That's on Duff. Kuvav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff brings the story of the origins of Beis Chonyo? That's on Duff. Kuftes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that one may donate 3, 4, or 6 glugin or more as wine for Nesachim? And we have a question of Yesh Keva when Nesachim. That's on Duff. Kufdalet. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn? According to Rabbi Yehuda, an unspecified mincha is a mincha solus, which is miyuchedus. That's on Duff. Kufhei. Good. Number 7. Which stuff brings a malchokes about disqualifying a kohen from ever performing a vote in the base of Migdash for 4 forms of idolatry, one of them being Shagag Bezrika? That's on Duff. Kuftes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn? Koshe in Rula Bila Bila Makeva's bow? That's on Duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if someone made a netter to bring a carbon in Beis Chonyo? That's on Duff. Kuf Tes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss performing kmitz on possibly mixed menachos in Tukelim? That's on Duff. Kufhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.